This is Patricia with Create Your Fate with Top 58. I come to you tonight on Keen Radio with a master's degree in education and 47 years with a psychic gift. How are you all doing out there tonight in Radio Land? Today is January 9th, 2019, the first full work week for everyone after the new year. Happy New Year! Welcome to all of you. 2019 is your year, and I want you all to be here. So to start off the new year, I'm giving free readings tonight. So if you want a free reading, I invite you to call in. Call 657-383-0802 to get yours now. Again, the number is 657-383-0802 to get your free reading now. If any of you have a Keen account, I also invite you to call in and get a free reading with me tonight on the radio show. Now, we're going to talk about social media. Social media is a great thing. Keen has pages on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. We have accounts on all three of those platforms. And Keen would like you to go on there and click like. Like their pages. Follow what they have to say. I oftentimes post on there to let you guys know when I'll be on the air. I'm coming back. I'll be on the air more consistently every week. So I'm really happy that I have listeners tonight that have tuned in to see what I have to say and to get a free reading. I invite you to do the same. So now a word from our sponsor. Keen is the leading site for psychic readings, spiritual guidance, inspiration, and empowerment. Advisors on Keen are available 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. To give you the answers you need regarding love, career, relationships, and anything you desire to learn about your life and your world. Get a personalized reading today and change your life. Call 1-800-ASK-KEEN. You can choose any advisor you wish. Again, that number is 1-800-ASK-KEEN. IPAT58 can be reached at extension 048-19206. Again, that's extension 048-19206. Now, if you're new to Keen, you can download the Keen app on your smartphone and text the word Keen to the number 40506, and you can get a special offer. They also have special offers for new customers. You can go on their site and look that way. I know, too, if you refer a friend to Keen, you get Keen dollars that you can use for a psychic of your choice. Again, if you want to talk to me tonight on the show, we're on for the next 25 minutes. You can call 657-383-0802. Now, I'm really excited about the new year. I feel really good about it. Lots of good things have been happening to me, and I'm hoping good things are going to happen for you. I'm here to serve you. I desire for all of you to be here. I've been reading for a very long time. I'm very gifted, I feel, and I'm honest, okay, and I'm fun. I think readings need to be fun. I'm also God-centered, and I feel that God has called me to do this, so I do this to serve people and to help people. I want you to live your best life, and I'm here to facilitate you to do that for you. So I have a switchboard that's lit up like a Christmas tree, and to me, that's completely awesome. Thank you very much. So I'm here, and I'm going to click on my first caller, and I'm going to ask you your name, where you're from, okay? If you'd like to share that with us, that's great. I'm also going to ask you two quick questions only, okay? And I'm going to give you some feedback and some answers. If you'd like a more in-depth reading, I invite you to call me on Keen at extension 048-19206. If I'm not on there, you can email me, and I will get back to you, okay? I'm generally on 7 days a week from 3:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, okay? Now, here we go. And the website link to Keen is www.keen.com/Pat58. And I'm very generous with my free minutes, okay? So, again, that website address is www.keen.com/Pat58. There's also, again, lots of excellent readers on Keen. They're there 24 hours a day to help you. So here we go. I'm ready to take callers. Hello, your name?
Yes, my name is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. How are you?
Hi. How are you? I'm from New
Hi,
York.
Hello, sweetheart. Well, thank you. I'm glad you're holding up the Big Apple.
Yeah. It's cold here. It's a cold apple.
So, what would you like to know, Sharon?
Well, I just wanted to know, you know, pretty much what's important that you feel will lie ahead of me this new year, you know, relationships or finances or anything that comes out at you or.
Okay, sure, sure. Okay, so I use tarot cards as a tool to help me to tune in. Tarot cards were invented during the Renaissance era, okay? And during that time, nobility, meaning kings and queens and people of money, were given the Bible to read, okay? So tarot cards have biblical meaning. They're based on the first 10 chapters of the Old Testament, okay? And they were given to people who could not read, so that way they could understand the Bible, okay? So there's nothing negative about them, okay? So I use God as my conduit, as you will, and I hope that's okay with you. Is that okay with
you?
Yeah,
of course. Absolutely.
Okay, so I've already invited him into this reading, and I'm going to ask him to show me what he wants me to see for you, and if it's his plan, he will. And now, most of the time, my outcomes come out. However, we are dealing with free will, meaning your free will or the people involved, okay? They always have a choice. We have a choice. Is that okay, Sharon?
Yes.
Okay, here we go, sweetie. Okay, let me see. So what's up and coming for Sharon in 2019? Ooh, how exciting. What's up and coming? Now I'm going to tell you the positive and the negative.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the positive is that I do see you're going to have a choice, okay? And honestly, I feel like this is involving love. Okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I think what you don't realize is that you're more in charge than what you give yourself credit for, I feel. And the other thing I see coming up here is that there's two changes that are going to take place simultaneously at the same time. And those two changes are designed to give you peace and harmony and rest. And rest.
And rest? Oh.
The negative that I see is that this person that is coming, one of the people that's coming towards you, they tend to have an emotional temperament where they're hot and cold.
Mm-hmm.
Does that seem to make sense?
Well, you know, maybe it'll be futuristically. I don't know. Right now, I can't think of anyone.
But no, I'm asking about.
Oh, yeah.
Like about, you know, you needing rest. Because obviously,
oh,
if there was somebody now, that would have shown up as now. So that means
right.
You don't have anybody
mm-hmm.
now. Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. Okay. So what else would you like to know?
Well, finances.
What about your finances, sweetheart?
I mean, are they going to improve or, you know, stay the same or get worse? I don't know.
Let me see. Will her finances improve? Let me ask. Will her finances improve? Well, it says, that they will improve, but honestly, what it says that you need to do is you need to learn how to make them better, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it also says you need to make a sacrifice. And
mm-hmm.
I know that may seem weird, but that's what I'm feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And it says that there is an improvement coming to you as well. Through a surprise. So somebody's going to show back up in your life and you're going to be totally happy because I get two kings, which is a surprise visit, or you run into somebody comes back into our lives. You're going to be very happy with the 10 of cups and the 9 of cups. However, they do improve through learning because I get 5 of wands and the Hierophant card, which in 5 of Wands and the Hierophant card, they're tied to learning, okay? But the outcome
mm-hmm.
is the Wheel of Fortune. So once you learn how to make your finances better, like you're going to feel like it's a miracle.
Hmm. All right. That's great. I mean, and this person is going to come into my life that I knew from the past or...
Well, you can call me on Keen, Sharon, and we could look at that in depth. Because
mm-hmm.
honestly, I saw a lot of details there about him that I'd like to share with you.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much. I do appreciate your insight, and I will definitely look you up. Thank you again.
Thank you, Sharon. Have a great night, honey.
You as well. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Well, thank you, Sharon. That was awesome of you to call me. So here we go. Time for our next caller. Clicking, clicking, clicking.
Hi.
Hi, you're live on the air. Your name?
It's Rose.
Hi, Rose. Where are you calling from, Rose?
I'm calling from Jersey.
You're calling from Jersey. Is it cold there too?
Yes, it is.
So how are you tonight?
I'm well. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay. Well, what would you like to know, Rose? We have time for
I've been actively seeking work, and I'm wondering what you see for me. I did speak to a recruiter this morning. I'm wondering if you feel anything about the position that he spoke about or if you see me working in the near future anywhere.
Okay, so what's the recruiter's name?
What was his name? Nick.
Very smart guy. Oh, my gosh. Very smart man, and he really, really wants to help you. Okay, that's what I feel. Okay, Rose? So let me ask if Nick is going to help you, okay? So just keep thinking about Nick.
Yes.
He will. He has a goal in mind, and he has a lot of knowledge. He's going to negotiate very hard for you. Okay?
Mm. I didn't feel that because he didn't get into the job description that much, so I thought he was avoiding me.
No, he's not avoiding you. He was just thinking.
All right, Pat. My next question.
So what else do you want to know? Sometimes when we talk to people, they're just quiet because they're trying to process what we're saying.
Well, he didn't get into the job description. He just said, oh, we have a few jobs that we, you know, we're looking for people. And he just wasn't specific. So I thought he was just trying to get rid of me. But anyway, that sounds good.
So what else would you like to know? Do you want me to ask why you didn't get into the job? Because you have one more question, sweetheart. I'm sorry.
That's all right. I'd like to know if you see any unexpected cash coming for me.
Unexpected cash. Honestly, I get a yes, and it feels like it's through a legal matter.
Hmm. Okay, I don't know what that would be, but...
And I could do timing on it if you call me, but it feels like it's through a legal matter.
Hmm. Okay, I don't know what that would be. This is unexpected? It's like a windfall,
yes.
Or just a little bit of extra money, or... I don't know what it could be.
Well, what I saw was it's a substantial amount. Okay, it's not a huge amount, it's substantial, and it feels like it's owed to you, and it's through a legal matter.
Oh, all right. We'll see what it is then. Thank you.
You're welcome, Rose, and I'll keep you in my prayers. Okay, hon?
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, and keep in touch, okay?
Okay.
All right, honey. Good night. Thank you. That was awesome. And she called from New Jersey, too. Here we are, next caller. Let me see.
Hi, Pat.
Hey,
hello.
Andrea. How are you? Happy New Year.
Thank you. You as well. How are you?
I'm fine, sweetheart. I'm glad to be back on the air. I've been so busy. Oh, my Lord.
And how was your birthday?
You know what? We had a great time. You are so sweet to remember that. Oh, my.
I remember.
For those of you who don't know, Andrea and I, we've never met. Correct, Andrea?
Correct. That is correct.
Okay, so how do I know you, Andrea?
Well, I've been a client of Pat's for about 2 years. And reading with her on the radio show as well as on King, and she does a great job. And we're looking forward to another great year.
Thank you. And the reason why Andrea knows about my birthday is because my birthday back in December, I was the last time I think I read on the air a week before my birthday, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So here's the deal. I am going to be back regularly on Keen Radio, okay?
Okay, good.
So I'm really glad because Andrea emails me as well. You're welcome to do that. And I'm really glad, Andrea, that you have stayed in touch with me.
Yeah, I appreciate that as well.
So what would you like to know, sweetheart? We have time for two questions.
I still haven't found any work. I'm wondering if you see it coming closer, hopefully, and when it might be, what it might be.
You will find work. It says to not get overwhelmed. Your goal will be accomplished. Okay?
Let me see.
It's sooner than you think, my dear. I get it within 10 days.
Well, that would be great. It's about time. I know it's hurry up
longest,
and wait. Just,
the longest time frame is 9 weeks, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But as you know, I always give 2 time frames. So the longest is 9 weeks. The shortest is 16 days.
Okay. Yeah, it's about time. It's been dragging on.
It's going to be a great job. You're really going to like it.
Well, then it'll all be worth
beginning.
It.
It'll be worth
yes.
it, yes. There'll be lots of talking. That's what I see.
Lots of talking. Okay.
Yeah.
I can do that. If that's what they want, I can do that. Well, my other question
is,
okay.
Yeah, thank you for calling, Andrea.
Thank you. Please keep me on, okay?
I will, sweetheart. Thank you. You have that option
thank
to
you.
Stay on, folks. Okay, so that was great, Andrea. I appreciate you, and I'm glad you're listening in still. So here we go. It's time for our next caller. Hi, this is Patricia.
Hello.
You're live on the air.
Hi, Patricia. This is Ellen.
Hi, Ellen. How are you? Where are you calling from?
I'm fine. I'm calling from New York, and I would just like to hear what you pick up regarding maybe the next couple of months in my life.
Okay, let me see. Okay, so I want you to just think about the next couple of months in your life, okay?
I'm doing that, okay.
It says there's a renewal with a plan that's going to come up in your life. And it says there, so you won't be worried about money. That's what I see.
That sounds wonderful. Can we find out why I won't be worried about money, what that means? A lottery ticket?
So
does
the
it
plan,
mean a job
so
change?
What I'm saying to you, Ellen, I'm sorry, honey, go ahead.
No, go ahead, please finish.
What I'm saying is that this plan that's going to be put in action and start moving forward, that involves your finances and you won't be worried about money.
That sounds like a wonderful thing to happen, doesn't it? Thank
right,
you.
Right, it does. So what else would you like to know?
I think that's all I need to know, don't you know? I can just approach the rest of the year feeling very confident then. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, time for our next caller. Here we go. Clicking. Just a minute. Sorry, here I am. Hi, you're live on the air. Your name?
Marcy.
Hi, Marcy. How are you?
I'm hanging in there, still hanging in there. How are you?
I'm fine, sweetheart. What would you like
Good.
To know?
I would like to know, I'm moving, and I would like to know, will I be moving in as roommates with Tony or with Mark?
I'm going to ask who you move in with, and then I'll describe them to you. And then that way you can figure out who it is. Is that because we only have a short amount of time, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Well, it says they're very nice. They have a romantic side to them. They can also be kind of cut off at times. They're very proficient in what they do for work. They have a really nice place, and I feel there's a work connection with them.
Okay. Okay, and then I guess the other question would be, how is Wayne lately?
Let me see. How is Wayne? Picking up the cards.
Okay.
He's been thinking about you and missing you.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
He has. I get Six of Swords and Three of Swords. Six of Swords means thinking. He knows you guys are separated. Three of Swords means thinking, but he feels like he's been missing you. He feels like he made some kind of mistake, which we know he did.
Right. Oh, Pat, thank you so much, honey. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
I appreciate
Happy New
it,
Year.
Sweetie.
Keep in touch.
You too. Happy New Year. I will, honey. God bless you. All right, sweetie.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, time for our next caller. Here we go. Hi, you're live on the air. Your name?
Hi, my name is Dee, and I'm calling from North Carolina.
Hi. Well, welcome. I have time for one question.
Okay, what do you see coming up in my love life?
What's coming up in Dee's love life? Better be somebody good, right?
That's exactly right.
Ooh, girl, you better be prepared. Somebody's going to pop up and surprise you.
Oh, really?
There's somebody who, there are somebody who likes to be in charge, and it says, too, you better be careful because I feel they spy on you from time to time.
They spy on me?
Yes, they do.
Okay. Have I met them yet?
I feel you know them already.
Oh, okay.
Because they're going to pop up.
Okay. Is that a good thing?
It's a good thing. It's a good thing. Okay. But thank you. Happy New Year.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Well, it's been a great show. Thank you for joining us. iPad 58 will be back next Wednesday on Blog Talk Radio for another episode of Create Your Fate with Pat 58. I'm grateful to Keen.com. If you're looking to reach me on Keen, you can go to www.keen.com/Pat58. I will be logging on shortly. I invite you to please arrange a call. If you can't reach me tonight, I'm generally on Keen every day from 3:30 to 9:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can send me an email. Have a great night, and God bless you. Bye-bye.